Big G, I put a thousand jumpers up. Word to Dapper J, I put a thousand jumpers up. When I'm ending off my day, I put a thousand jumpers up.
He's more like Nas, because Nas, Jay was dropping an album every year. Nas was dropping one every 2 years or so, and like Nas only spoke when he had shit to say. Like Kendrick thinks his thoughts, conjures up an album, a whole scheme in his head, and then he drops a project that he ain't got shit to say. I mean, like I said, he was rapping like this, Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, because that's when he was still in his rapper bag, you know? He's like, I'm trying to make it, you know, I'm trying to establish myself. So now you really do got a lot of shit to say, you know? Because you just trying to get everything in your head out.
So I want to say, Rob, before you continue, I thought I hit the go live button. I didn't. So that basketball talk we said, all of that didn't exist in real life. So, hey, everyone, we're here. You know why we're here. We talking Drake and Kendrick. Man. And since, you know, the TaylorMade freestyle, and then we're going to do play by play. Euphoria. Rob, I'm at work. I'm at work. I just finished my committee. I'm like, usually there's booths that I could go in just to, you know, chill and decompress. All the booths were taken. So I'm in the lounge getting ready to eat my lunch. Talking with one of my coworkers. He's talking about Shogun because I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. Then I get an alert. I had the notifications for Drake tweets, Kendrick tweets, Cole tweets, all the rappers I really rock with. And I just see Kendrick Euphoria on my phone. And I'm like, oh, this is the diss. Oh, snap. Like, but I got to chill because I'm at work. I'm not in the crib. So then I hear it and I'm like, oh, this, yo, he going crazy. But I got to, like, be calm. Because at first, I'm like, ain't no way Kendrick is this great to explode. Nah, bro. He not about to do that, dog. And then the beat dropped. And I'm like, oh. And we get 6-7 minutes of greatness. And I'm like, man, like, all right. Like, Kendrick did it. And it's in the a Kendrick record. The voice inflections.
Nah, it's a Kendrick record because he bullied him.
No, I'm just saying.
He called him a hoe in 12 different languages that we all understood.
Yeah.
That man said, you don't like women. And at first I was like, yo, he's going to paint this man as a misogynist. He's going to pull that card and it's going to be boring, but let's see how he gets that off.
Yeah.
Kendrick said, no. You don't like women because you're in competition with them. And the competition is shaking ass. They haven't fought yet?
This we don't condone any violence, dude.
I do.
Because
you come in here in my life and tell me I shake ass in competitions with women? We got to fight. Ain't no more bars.
So we're thinking, okay, Drake's going to respond to Euphoria, right? So he's, man. Where's the record? You know, Academics gave the fake countdown. And Friday, he drops 616. He does a timestamp. It's like, whoa. Does the timestamp, whether the theories are true, he really gave the quintuple entendre. Like, he really did it. And now we're like, now Drake is 2-on-1. So then we get Family Matters. They hype it up. Literally, Rob, the play-by-play. Because when 616 dropped, I'm just getting to work. Literally, shout out to the friend of the show, Mike. He's like, yo, Kendrick just dropped the disc. I'm putting the key in the door to get into. I'm like, say no more. As soon as I put all my stuff down, close the cubicle, I'm like, bruh, he dropped 2 of them. All right. And then Taylor and I, we go out. We go, we have a date night. Then we go see my cousin, my grandmother. Shout out to Josh. We're coming home. Phone's blown up like Dre's going to drop. Taylor, as soon as she gets home, she goes to sleep. So I'm like, I'm going to stay up and watch the Clipper game. It's going to give me a reason to stay up. hopefully this come out. I'm like, oh, one, for me, Drake's Buried Alive diss might be my favorite moment from Drake in this battle. I thought that was really creative using the cadences. I wish he could have looped that up for a few more minutes. That's just me. We get Family Matters. It's a good record. He addressed a lot of people.
I told my brother some this.
Shots and allegations towards Kendrick.
25-30% of that he could have kept.
I'm with you.
30-40% of that was the other people, and that shit was fire. The 30% he had to Kendrick, it was cool. It was like,
but it's one of those, like, if he,
it was like, okay, back in your court, let's see what you
got. But it's like, hey, it is Kendrick a beater of what? Like, it raises doubt, and that's what you want. So it's like, okay, he cooked everyone, he cooked Ross, The Weeknd, ASAP, like, cool. And I'm like, Drake did a video. It's this big thing. You had Maul, you had Academics, you had all these people like gearing up for Drake. So mind you, and Rob, you know me, because hold on. Rob knows how I can be when I'm rooting for someone I'm rooting for. He knows that I speak, was one of my favorite Rob quotes is, I speak in hyperbole, right? That's one of my favorite Rob quotes about me. So I'm in a chat with Sykes and Ed, and we're talking. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, the next record is the nuclear. It's the bomb. And they're like, mm-hmm. Dap, stop talking. You sicing it, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not going to be that deep. I'm like, whoever drops it, that's it, right? So, Rob, I'm in the bed. I cut the game off. I'm in the bed. Like, cool. I'm about to go to bed, whatever. I see on the timeline, meet the Grams, and I'm like, no. Mind you, we're in the chat. We're talking in the squad chat. We're talking. I'm like, cool. I see
so meet the Grams. So let me tell you right there, right?
Okay.
Troy drops the joint, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Troy dropped a joint in the
I said he can't hear us. Shout out to Oz. We, y'all, I hear you. You hear me. No one's muted.
Yeah.
I don't. Hopefully, Oz.
Fix your shit.
Refresh it. Don't do that to Oz. We love Oz.
Don't have the West looking bad now, bro. It's not the time. Stand up. But nah, y'all looking
keep
good.
Keep going.
But so Troy drops the joint in
great.
So I click on that joint. I'm like, okay, this was cool, right? You dropped the emergency lights, right? And you have a link. I'm looking like, bro, we already talking about the Drake song, bro. Like, you late. Like, you ain't got no breaking news. So I click on this. I was like, wait, this a Kendrick record? Man, I clicked on that shit. That nigga started talking. I said, oh, he about to whoop this nigga.
He said, bro, as soon as you hear the beat, Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that manager. Like, and so now.
Did we not just hear the bar Drake had?
Bro, so for me, when I heard the record, I sent the mic in our chat. I'm like, bruh. And he's like, yo, no way. So I'm listening. I'm like brushing my teeth too. I'm like, and I was just stunned. I didn't say anything. I called Mike. He was like, Dad, you were right. He really dropped the bomb. I'm like, I'd be right, bro. When
that was crazy. Like, I don't know if any singular one of these are like a top five diss record. Maybe like
Meet the Grams
up there.
This might be the most, one of the more menacing, like that for me.
But
that's
the package together.
Exodus 23-1.
That might be like, this is up there with 50 versus Ja.
Oh, this is what it's shaping up to be. But I would say Meet the Grams is up there with me with Exodus 23-1 as one of the more menacing diss records I've ever heard. Where you're stunned like, yo, what?
Yeah.
And so Meet the Gramps. So mind you, Taylor is asleep. She doesn't know any of this happened. And I'm like, yo, I call Mike. I call Ja. I'm just sitting there like, I almost called you. But I was like, nah, I know we're going to really rap. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I wake up. Taylor wakes up. She's like, what'd I miss? I was like, Drake dropped the diss. What? And then Kendrick responded, what? I was like, all that happened when I went to bed? Yeah. so then you, we're playing the record, cool. Now to yesterday, Taylor's aunt has a surprise party. We go, it's me, Taylor, and her mother. We're on the way back. Now you've been in the car with me. You know I don't tweet, text, and drive. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving. We're playing SZA, bro. We're playing.
It doesn't make him any better SOS. Of a driver. But
so we're playing SOS, and I see the alert, Kendrick, not like this. And I'm like, hey, bae, I don't know what I just saw, but I think Kendrick just dropped a new disc. What? Go on his YouTube right now. Take my phone. She's like, I found it. And I'm like, we about to get a live reaction. Once I heard Mustard on the beat, I was like, no way. And Rob, hearing the A minor bar in the whip, bruh.
Let me tell you. So, yo, I'm at work, right? Mind you, so my sister got like a new job, right? So she is MIA all the time, okay? To get my sister on the phone, it's like talking to Jay-Z. I don't know if I'd take the 50 grand or talk to my sister. I don't know. So it's hard as shit. But I finally get on the phone. She got like 2 days off or something. So I'm talking to her. My sister a thug. So
I know.
We talk about the beef, and she's like, yo, this nigga getting his ass kicked, right? So we talking maybe for like an hour and a half. And she like, yo, and then Kendrick dropped another record. I'm like, Brianne, we already heard that record. Like, he ain't dropped nothing else. And she like, nah, I'm pretty sure he just dropped something. And I'm like, huh? And my dumb ass, I'm like, you sure that's not like some dumb AI or some shit? So I go on YouTube and just go to his YouTube page. That shit not like us. I said, Bri, I'm gonna call you back. She said, what? I said, I'm gonna call you back. I feel like Usher on Confessions.
I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call you right back.
Brian said, yo, he dropped on us. So I said, put that on everything. Bro, I pressed play. I said, oh, nah, this is crazy.
Nah,
you can't get A minor bar and let the nigga tap dance on your grave.
We gonna be clubbing to pedophile bars. That's crazy, bro. And then, shout out to Oz too.
I see niggas also Oz clubbing with pedophiles. Playing no. To clubbing with pedophile so, bars.
So Oz tweeted it. Scotty Beam tweeted it. DJ Artistic played it in the club, and there's video and people dancing. Y'all just go crip walk through this, dog.
Bro, I'm telling you, yesterday, so, you know, Josh just got back down here, right? So I had to go see him. And I call Uber, boom, 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 to go. The nigga pull up playing the shit. He just playing the, I'm like, he looked at me, I looked at him, I was like, and this nigga younger, I can tell he young, he like 21, 22-ish. Nah, bro.
He's literally, it was like, okay, can he make a Kendrick record type in a diss, Euphoria? All right, can he make something more menacing? Meet the Grams. He can't make a club record, though. He does that. He's checking off every box.
My thing is always this.
He's out interneting Drake, bro.
Oh, for sure. He's beating Drake in anything that Drake does. He's out captioning Drake, bro. Like, he got real shit like that, bro.
All the critiques we had of Kendrick, he don't have quotables. That's gone.
here's the thing, right? Here's why I put him in that Nas bag.
Also, as you're talking, there's 57 people tuned in to us right now. That's the most we've ever had. Shout out to y'all.
Numbers.
You see it. Keep going.
That's your man's. But what was I say? Yo, you know me. You know my feelings towards Kendrick.
Yes.
My whole time. And we were talking about how would he perform in a beef. And a lot of that doubt is because we ain't never seen it.
We never seen him. You're right.
It's the same thing. Niggas didn't know what Nas was capable of. He's like, yeah, he can rap well. What he got to say against a real... Y'all remember Stillmatic time? He went at Jay. All of Rockefeller. All of Queensbridge. Yeah. That nigga was like... He was on some 20v1 shit. Like...
He did.
And then, like you said, when you talk about, like... We was talking about that at the time. It's like, yo, Jay got hot records. Nas gonna make some hot records. And we were saying that, like, Nas ain't have hot records already. Like, he didn't have records in the club already. Niggas was like, can Kendrick make a club record? Do we not hear like that?
But
do we not remember fucking Problems?
Like That was a record. Effing Problems was a record. But they're saying Kendrick didn't have his own disc.
You can rap like record. That on a club record? Bro, he wrote the record.
We're going to go to parties. The night
before. He wrote the record.
We're going to go to parties and they're going to chant OVO. Oh, like, bro, like Step. Dog, he gave us the line.
He gave you a 1980s call and response.
Bro said he created Step in the Name of Hate. I was crying, bro. That was the
top tweet ever, bro. Because he really did.
Like, what? Because, like, now, as a Drake fan, I'm like, how does Drake respond? Because if the only thing Drake acknowledged was like, yo, I don't have a daughter. Okay, so you don't have a daughter, but these pedophile allegations are looming. And we really calling out Baka. All right, so there's that.
I mean, because
he told you shouldn't be born.
If a nigga say certain shit to you and you just completely ignore all of it, that's one thing, you know? That's why you got it. That's why he got to throw something like that out there. Because he going to say, I ain't got no daughter. Well, since you out here responding to allegations. Bro, he put y'all niggas on the offenders list, bro.
Then Metro tweeting, going crazy. That BBL Drizzy beat is fire.
That shit, bro.
That's fire. And shout out to that kid that rapped on it. It was hard. It's hard.
Yeah, but it feels mad Simba-ish. So that's kind of weird.
I mean, yeah, but I've never heard him ever. Simba, I know you. And it's like, and you can really rap. That was just like, all right, that's just weak. You trying to get on, hey, have at it.
You trying to get on by dissing Drake.
I mean, you want a free Metro beat, that helps your career. If you got a free Metro beat to rap on, you don't have to pay.
I mean, of course. I mean, that's never a bad thing. I'm not dumb.
You're going to be like, yo, this is my joint with Metro on the beat, bro. Oh, word. All right, cool. Like, you got
to have the drop, too.
That's facts.
Bro, man, like, this is what I always say. I always respect about West Coast niggas is y'all niggas will form like Voltron, bro. Like, whole Bay, LA, like, all that shit just, like, it's the West, bro. Like, that's what you, when you were East Coast, nigga, New York itself is split into five boroughs. So you might get some unity if you diss a Brooklyn nigga, you know?
Speaking on that, Kendrick gave us a history lesson on why Atlanta's Atlanta and then told Drake how you've been using every Atlanta.
We've been having those type of conversations on the podcast, though.
We have. We had these conversations in real life. Business.
Exactly. Like, bro, this is how Drake has sustained this run. Man, I mean, yo, when nobody needs you, bro. Like,
what Nicki say on their song? It was Corporate Giants that went against me. Is you got Drake's team? It's the fact that The Weeknd saying you got leaks in your operation, Kendrick saying you got a mole, and then all the fact that Drake dropped Family Matters, bro, which was his best response overall, and then Kendrick stepped on it in 15 minutes.
See,
that has never happened in the history of beef.
If he let that shit ride for a few days, you know all the Twitter investigators are going to go and try to delve into his relationship with his girl and why is he over here, and they're going to be trying to take pictures of him at the gym or some shit. That nigga dropped that shit. Ain't nobody talking about none of the shit he said, bro.
Bro, like, remember, and I was telling Taylor, Rob might remember this. We literally were getting ready to do a podcast, right? Hey, I'll never forget it. And Joe Budden dropped the diss. And the diss was so fire. We just talked about the diss for an hour.
Yep.
He did the Joe Budden, but he's Kendrick. Like, Joe Budden did it, but it's like, all right, he's small enough where if I ignore you, it just goes away.
I tell you. I mean, this is the Pusha shit, right? It's like Pusha was killing him, right? Kendrick got
more, because remember, Pusha was like, I could do this all summer, but that was all he needed.
Push was killing him. But the thing is, Push ain't the person that everybody checking for every day. The algorithm ain't going to play a random Pusha song unless it is attached to Drake. Drake knows that. Like you said, all I got to do is ignore this. You ain't going to be in the algorithm, bro. You ain't going to get that many spins. We good. Kendrick going to sell 500,000 in his first week regardless. Like Kendrick is a star, so people already he already tapped into the algorithm. Now you mix
and
that with
he
Drake.
Doesn't drop frequently, so
everybody tunes
he's
in.
Dropping,
bro, no, this is insane, bro. He's like
Kendrick might be battling himself for Song of the Summer, bro. And it's fueled with hate. This level of hate slash dedication, again, it's 50 Ja Rule, and you know way more about
what,
that than
nigga,
I do.
What that nigga Alfred say? Yo, how do you beat that nigga, man? He's fueled with hate.
When you're fueled with hate, and that's where I'm like, Drake hasn't tapped. Because I think, like, at least with the Push thing, Drake didn't hate Push. He hated Kanye. So his hatred for Kanye could have taken him to a dark place. He doesn't hate Kendrick, but if Kendrick hate you, you better tap into some hate and go there. The only thing I was telling Taylor, I'm like, he would have to do a timestamp. It would have to be his best rap ever, and he would have to have proof of some of the allegations.
He
got to
come with receipts.
He got to have either audio proof, vision, something, and that would soften the blow. It still wouldn't win. But it would be a nice haymaker, like a nice punch.
If he can prove that Kendrick beat his girl, that would
and
go
like,
a long way.
I was telling Mike, because he was like, he found an article. It was from some random blog in 2014. And he was like, do you really believe the blog? I'm like, I mean, we don't know. Someone tweeted that Diddy had did something to Cudi in 2010. And no one said anything until we saw the court document. So anything is possible, but that's the only way Drake has it. You got academics like you know, academics. What would you be saying? Like, I'm not even gonna say the flagrant things you say, but you know, like academics has been doing a lot. Nah, when you be like, we're not gonna do that. We got a lot of viewers today, but you know what you say. But like academics is like he's befuddled when you're befuddling the Drake fans and. Their stands, not me, y'all. Y'all know me. I'm a fan.
He's a stan.
I'm not a stan. There's stands that are hitting me up. Nah, bro, Drake's still winning. What? Someone hit me was like, this record would have been fire in 2010. And I just looked at it like, all right, what do I say to that?
No, I'm going to tell you. What I say in sports, one of the greatest things to ever experience is to watch a tennis player unravel in real time.
Golfer.
Well, I mean,
I get what you're saying in like singles.
Sports. As a battle rap fan, one of the greatest things to see is when the crews are like, nah, my mans ain't lose. And like, while the battle is debatable, they just be like, nah, man, fuck that. My mans got that 2-1. But when that nigga get 30, is how many niggas be like, nah, that nigga got killed, bro. That nigga footing his ass. I be like, yo, I thought y'all was friends. Like, bro.
Like, this is up there with Lux and Calico. Like, we were thinking it was going to be even or Kendrick might win maybe like 55-45.
This is Rocky. You know, this is Apollo versus Drago. It was supposed to be an exhibition.
If he dies.
No, that's, bruh. Kendrick really just in the booth with a fucking bandana over his eyes and a cigarette in his mouth. Like, if he die, he die, man.
Now the question I'm going to ask you. How many more records do you think Kendrick has? I think he got 3 more, bro.
I think already prepared.
Yeah, I think already Kendrick prepared.
Rapper. So, like, I think he got as long as
he did this. Yeah, he did not like us in a day, bro.
I think he got like one and a possible left. Like, I think he got one that's like even more detailed. If that can even happen.
I can't put nothing past the possibility. Like, it's.
Do you think Drake got a record?
I don't even know. Because something that Drake said on the end, he was like, I'm about to go on vacation, right? At the end of Family Matters, he said that. And shout out to Ed, because we've been talking or whatever. And he was like, you know, I don't think Drake's going to rap another one. I'm like, there's no way. This is before we heard what we heard. And I'm like, you might be right now. Like, I don't know if I hope he doesn't just go on vacation. Not when you got this pressing. He got to respond.
All I'm going to say is, again, we were there with 50 and Ja. And I remember hearing Ja Rule on the radio every day.
Yeah.
And then I remember the battle happening. And a lot of it happened like off the radio.
And that's the thing that I kind of get lost in. I don't remember it. I wasn't like I am now.
Yeah. So it's, but it's like you would hear like back down and stuff. And like all you remember really, if you're a mainstream fan, was Always on Time, Mesmerized. And then we didn't hear Ja Rule until Clapback. And that was basically it. Like New York, Clapback. And then it was like.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And you went from hearing Ja all the time to not hearing it. And this is not the time to go silent, bro. He on your ass. He killing you. This is like.
This is.
We've only reason we ain't called the fight is because you literally still alive.
Like, Rob, literally, the NBA playoffs are happening. Harden and Paul George choked again, bro.
Horrible.
Anthony Edwards is looking like the best player in the playoffs.
Told y'all.
And we don't even care, bro.
At all.
You know how wild that is?
Nah, Anthony Edwards was hooping like he was trying to get to the disc. He was like, bro, let's end the game. I'm trying to see who drops.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, foul. Nah, I'm about to just lay this up, bro. Like, tick, tick, tick. like,
bro, he like, run the clock.
Bro, we've seen beefs, but this, man. Oh. And even, like, they were playing Euphoria and like that on TNT inside the NBA.
Bro.
You had people, tourists, going to that Chinese spot and the local Toronto news covering it because of Kent. Like, that's diabolical, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm like, bro. Drake damn near. Niggas say Drake like LeBron. No, Drake is like Kevin Durant almost.
No, Drake's LeBron. It's okay.
No, Drake is Kevin Durant. In the sense, you're going to look at his legacy.
That's more Cole.
And you're going to go, I don't know where to rank him. Because Kendrick is going to, because Drake's going to have a lot of numbers. Drake got a classic.
The numbers are there.
But you're going to look, I said classics or whatever. You know, he has So Far Gone. He got
Take care. Nothing was the same. If you're reading this, you're wild.
It's not a classic. It's really good. But if that's a classic, look, if you're saying if
the
you're
life
reading
of Pablo
this
too late,
it's a classic. The Life of Pablo.
I've never said if you read Rob.
Because
you
The Life of Pablo got better songs on it than if you're reading this too late. Are you stupid?
It do. Like
Beautiful Morning, Ultra Light Beam, Famous. Are you on crack? Waves.
Drake's raps are better. Shout out to Waves. Drake has classics, but again, combined with the rap allegations, and then now people are going to include all allegations.
That's what I'm saying. You look back at his career, you're going to think of the key moments of his career. It's going to be like the highs, like Take Care, Nothing Was the Same, shit like that. And then you're going to look and say, ghostwriting allegations. And you're like, but he cooked me. And you're going to see Pusha. And then you're like, yeah, that did end kind of bad. And now you're going to see this.
Because something you were telling me, you know, when it came to Ja Rule was quote unquote winning the street stuff, right? Allegedly. So we don't need it to go there, dog.
No, he needs it.
It's looking like that's the only alternative.
The problem is he not really from here.
Yeah.
So these are all away games. You gonna go to LA and do something to Kendrick? I dare you. That'd be like going to Detroit and trying to punch Eminem. Drake doing news that night.
He would.
Like, these is away games. You can't do nothing to him. What are you gonna do? He from LA. He ain't dependent on none of that shit. Bro.
We never We never seen nothing like this, bro.
He needed to see when's the next award show. He needed to make an award show.
And I mean, the BET Awards is a month away.
He needs a smash.
But that don't mean Kendrick gonna be there. Oh, it'll be in LA. It will be in LA.
Then he needs to smack him and run because he's gonna get stomped out. He already got peed on.
And that's another thing. I'm like, a lot of it is wild because, again, I'm a fan, so I've heard of like the Baca allegations and stuff. I'm like, this stuff is when Drake took Wayne girl, and I'm like, that was in Wayne book. Like, I knew that.
When niggas said hoes blame hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy, I said I just kept rapping that line and because I just thought it was a cool line.
Yeah.
Drake, you a nasty nigga, B.
Yeah, Wayne was in jail and he was like,
how you pump a nigga girl while he in prison?
He was more so like he knew or they were talking, but he thought it was on break. You know how
on break, he again, in prison, everything on break.
But like we know dudes who be messing with the same circle in the same circle, mess with the same chick. We know that. So it's not like out of the realm.
I won't let that be known. I don't approve.
I'm with you, but I'm saying like I knew that.
But that was his girl.
I don't.
And he gave everything.
I would have to read the book again. That wasn't like his main girl, but it was like girl,
bro.
It was a girl on his roster.
If you hugged her one time, too close.
So yeah, it was just stuff where I'm like, I knew that, but
he a foul nigga.
And even like the sculpting of his abs, we knew that. Especially if you heard the Joe Budden diss.
That's what I'm saying. He literally Kendrick's like, bro. When that nigga said, I ain't do research, he's literally saying, I type your name on Twitter. This is everything that people have already been saying about you. It's like when you see a nigga that you don't respect and he start talking about you and you just be confused at first because you're like, well, we all know the same things about this nigga, right? Like,
right.
Why does he even think he can talk to me? And the nigga keep joning on you, and then you start cooking him because you're like, no, I'm telling you, this is you, and we all know it. Maybe no one heard it in a while. And that's all he did. He just reading them like,
yeah,
bro, you a pedophile, bro.
Nah, it's crazy. Like, so now it's like, where do we go? I think Kendrick, I feel like today is Sunday as we're recording it. It's the Lord's Day, so maybe we rest. But we could say that. He could just drop right now. The
Lord's Day is Saturday, guys. The Saturday.
He dropped on Saturday.
He's irreverent. We've already proven that. He doesn't care about anything. Like,
when you mess with a psychopath,
that nigga that was in the corner in the rocking chair, bro.
So I remember weeks back, you know, we talked about him being the boogeyman. And you was like, I don't believe that. Is it? Did he earn the title? Or is it just because it's Drake, he got to do it again?
That's what I'm... Okay. What?
Josh commented. He was like, you don't know. He was talking about you. But anyway, he was in favor for you.
You remember when Deontay Wilder was knocking everybody out, right?
Yeah.
One hit quitting people. But we all knew that he had a bevy of weaknesses
in his game, correct.
And then Tyson Fury knocked him out. And we were like, that was great that you didn't die versus him. But it wasn't like you beat a nigga who like Muhammad Ali. It's like Kendrick killing this nigga. But we ain't gonna act like Drake ain't make it easy. Like Drake the biggest sucker ever, bro. This ain't even my personal opinion of him as a man. This is all the stuff that's on his jacket in public.
In public. In real time.
So like
real time,
you a sucker ass nigga. It's like if a fat stinky person tried to joan on me. I could cook him 100 times. You don't really get too many points. You got a fat stinky nigga. Like it ain't really that hard. He's making masterful pieces of art. but he got a lot of paint.
Like I've seen this where, because this is the only thing that was on his resume that he didn't do, now that he did it, where do we want to rank him? Now Rob said six, or I said six.
I never said six.
List your top five, and then you said Jay Nas,
Kanye,
DMX, and Big. That's the five. Hey man, Kendrick, he could be the sixth guy, bro. Like I'm just saying that.
Kendrick passed Eminem. M beat Benzino.
Whippy.
Who went in the fight, Benzino or Drake?
It like Benzino is, what is it, one of them worms from Men in Black? Like, I don't know what type of
shit. Slam Drake like Jim Jones did that nigga, bro.
Bruh, that's also wild. He fought two white dudes in the airport and see, so much is happening.
Have you ever fell on the escalator?
No, and knock on wood.
Thank God something braced that nigga fall when he slammed him, because if he had dumped that nigga straight on his head, oh, there would have been blood, bro.
It was blood there anyway, but it would have been a lot worse.
He'd have been dead, bro. Jim, you go to the gym.
Like now, where do we rank Kendrick, bro? Because he got classic albums. He has a top five solo discography. Kendrick? Who got a better discography?
Top five?
Solo. Not Outkast.
You don't listen to enough rap for me to get into it. Like, if I say Ghostface Killah, you won't even know where to start.
I'm cool with Ghostface being there. That's fine. Big is there because he got two
albums. Big is perfect. No one can take Big out of the top five because he's literally the perfect rapper. Okay, guys? So,
okay, there's Big. There's Ghostface. There's Kanye.
Jay-Z.
There's Jay.
What the fuck was going on here? Nas. That's
four.
Illmatic is God's Bible.
But you look at Kendrick. Okay, Kendrick got
Illmatic, Stillmatic. It was written. No.
He got Good Kid, Mad City though.
That's not Illmatic. Next.
It's not. But
it was written better than To Pimp a Butterfly. Stillmatic way better than Damn.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Crack.
I don't know about that. Good Kid might be a top seven debut ever, bro.
I said Stillmatic is better than Damn.
That's not better than Good Kid, Mad City.
Illmatic already got Good Kid, Mad City out of there.
I'm just saying in general, like, is Good Kid better than Stillmatic? Yes.
Does Good Kid have a song called Second Childhood? Does it have a song called Rewind? Did it give you ether?
Sing About Me.
No, it gave you swimming pools. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, Sing About Me. It has Don't Kill My Vibe.
Second Childhood is up there with Sing About Me. Are you on crack?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Got so yourself
kid,
a
okay.
Throw my
Section 80 fire. Good Kid.
Life is incredible. Good. Amazing. KD right. 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Magic.
But he has Nostradamus. He has
Untitled. Shut the fuck up.
Untitled Unmastered was fire.
That was ass. Get the fuck out.
Mr. Morale is a good album, not a classic.
What?
It's a good album, bro.
Just because he kicking Drake ass, that don't make that album good. You guys are ridiculous.
Damn is fire. You hated on Damn. You
Damn
still
ain't
like
fire.
That.
I'll go to sleep every time I play that. Landing. Don't just because he kicking Drake ass don't change my opinions.
Kendrick up there, an amazing discography.
Drake ass.
Pause. Talking about me. Kendrick got everything, bro. Like, what else does he need to accomplish?
More albums. It's like Kawhi Leonard got everything, but he need more points to be.
Kawhi doesn't have an MVP.
Okay, he got everything but an MVP.
Yeah, he gets an MVP, then he has everything.
Kendrick don't got an MVP.
He's a Pulitzer Prize, bro. Like, he raps.
I almost said a word that I don't even say anymore.
And I'm glad you didn't, because we got now a shout out. We have 125 viewers right now. It's
lit. Numbers.
Yeah, so
nobody
I'm glad
give a fuck
didn't.
About no Pulitzer Prize, bro. I'm telling you, I don't. When it comes to debating rap and rap discography, because you're telling me Illmatic, Reasonable Doubt didn't deserve a Pulitzer. What are you talking about?
I didn't say it didn't. But Kendrick,
have you ever heard Many Men?
Yes. It's kind of like saying Steph Curry shouldn't be the first unanimous MVP. There should have been others, but he is. No,
and that don't matter.
That matters, bro.
No, it don't.
You do.
It's because I know. It's because I know history, and I know that they voted for Carmelo for no fucking reason.
That's a personal problem. Just like someone voted for AI in 2000. It shouldn't happen, but it did.
We know these things. What are you saying?
I'm just telling you what it is, bro.
Kendrick, you're fire.
If he comes off of this and people were saying he's supposed to drop an album. What if it's a diss album, like on some T.I. stuff, or he does drop an undisputed album? What are we saying?
Seen Drake do workout videos.
Okay.
You need to pull up on that nigga, bro.
I think Kendrick drops tomorrow.
Again?
This is going to come out at midnight.
What more can he say to him?
We're in uncharted territory. We got to just start using our imagination.
He told him he pop ass.
He did.
And that may not be the worst thing he said to this man in the last 3 days.
You are correct. It's not. It's not even top five worst.
What are we doing here? I don't even know.
Shout out to the West Coast, man. Shout out to LA.
Bro, I'm gonna get me a new accent.
Nah, bro. Don't be Drake. Can't stop it.
I'm listening to nothing but old Nipsey and YG albums.
He mentioned, yo, you don't bang like YG, and then got mustard to...
No, that nigga said, you don't bang like my nigga CB.
And then got mustard who worked with both of them.
Kendrick Lamar.
He did.
From Compton.
You right.
That he not tied then.
Like Chris Brown, he did. He said that.
A nigga from Virginia.
Yo, we thought that Chris Brown and Quavo beef was bad. But this, man, this diabolical. You got to start using new vocabulary words, bro. Like,
no, bro. I told you, this is a route. This is a route. This might be, like, we need, like, John Madden or something to talk about this. Like... Dog, I feel like
NFL films.
Pause.
The breakdown.
Got the double bang, bro.
Yeah.
Bang.
He really hit the button in ways I didn't foresee,
bro. So. Why'd he do that?
And the thing is, Drake baited him, so people are like,
I don't even think we knew it was this serious.
Couple things: one, Kendrick's never going to drop this frequently ever again, so we got to appreciate this. And two,
you don't have to.
Hold on. Two, Drake said, "Do it." He's doing it.
He said, "Bro, can't get mad. Trying to let it die down.
Nah,
you're good, dying down. You're almost dead.
Drake, gotta do something, bro."
All I'm gonna say is, historically, we've had these conversations, and I've always said, I think Drake would get the better of him.
We did.
And that's because, in my brain, this is gonna be a display, a lyrical exercise.
We're
gonna get in the booth and say, I wanna rap better than you. And that's what Cole wanted to do.
Yeah.
Cole,
maybe.
Let's rap.
He had some skeletons in his closet. He was like, nope, I don't want that revealed. I'm cool.
That nigga heard two bars from what Kendrick had. He was like, this isn't fun at all.
I was feeling conflicted, misusing my influence. That's
bro, I would be pulling out all the Don King words if I heard anything that nigga had to say.
What was it? I saw that tweet where they was like, Drake got to call Nardwar. Keep it Canadian.
That's his bro.
I mean, he from Vancouver, you know. That's
man's.
That's man's. Yeah.
First of all, Canadian lingo, slang, accents, y'all all ass. I like how that's the like, yo, fuck, like nobody give a fuck about this country, but nobody in this country give a fuck about Canada, bro.
It's Canada, bro. Like, I mean, I do want to go to Toronto one day to say like, yo, I went, but like,
yo, niggas just want to tour your city and leave, fam.
All right, bro. On that note,
I don't think I got it. No, that's the real slang.
I know. They be like, you spam, like, it's
every time you like ever Prodi look stuff, at that's any real old video slang up there. Of Drake talking.
Yeah, yo,
Drake talking is like watching the when they got all the pieces of Tom Brady from his rookie year to now.
Nah, bro. Nah, dog.
Like, you look at all his albums and all his mixtapes and shit, you'd be like, this is not the same nigga from 10 years ago.
Bruh, that's wild. Shout out to everyone's gonna get that reference. Because I see where he had this straight cut, then he grew out his hair. Like,
bro, you crazy. See his cheeks was like, and then yeah. I know it was like, you're like, what? No, he's different. He's a clone. Bro.
Nah, it's crazy, man.
Nigga gave you the history of Atlanta.
He did.
R.I.P. Rico Wade, man.
For sure. And that's also why I think Future hasn't said anything, since that's really was his family. Like, that was his uncle. So people haven't discussed that.
He ain't got nothing to respond to.
He don't.
All he said was, you're really my friend, Future. Why are you doing this to me?
That's
all
he said. Lil Wayne is the reason you're doing this. And then Metro, they was like, dang, Metro tweaking at 3 a.m. Kind of, and he was like, nah, it's 10 a.m. in Amsterdam. He said, I woke up with hate. I was like, dog.
I respect it.
Again, when you wake up with, if you hate someone, if your fuel is hate, that's a different level, bro. Ain't no peace, love, and positivity.
Bro, what did I tell you? I have to pick what half of basketball I want to watch in a game, because I just be going to sleep. Unless it's a Warriors game, and I think they're going to lose. I watched four quarters of that shit, because them niggas got to burn.
Yeah, it's like, if I know Dallas is going to fold, the Cowboys, we locked in, like, bruh, they're going to fold.
Bro, I watched
every
game.
Minute of them getting clipped by the Packers, bro, with pride and joy.
Niggas was down by 42.
And I'm like, still watching. I didn't turn the game. More. I was like, oh, he caught a touchdown like that? That's crazy. Easy, bro. Yeah, I watched that whole game, and I watch it again.
Yo, them losing are the only games I rewatch.
Let them do NFL replay. And that's on. Yo, man.
I was in my hotel that was playing that shit, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, bro. It's hate. We stand on that, bro. I feel like we all got a hate list. I have people I don't like.
I just want to say this. For years, we've known each other since I was 15.
Correct.
You've called me a hater for the vast majority of my life.
Correct.
Can you please understand that there are depths of hate that I have not reached yet?
You are 1,000% right.
I am an objective observer.
You have never
reached
level hate. Because the hate Kendrick doing, that's a different level of hate, bro.
Bruh.
I don't even have this level of hate for Sheldon Williams. And you know I hate him.
Nah. That nigga Rel got a diss wrote to that Metro beat right now. BBS forehead.
Freaking trash bastard, man.
You see what time?
Let me ever see him.
You might. Rel about to have a this EP on that nigga. I will save you to your family.
Find YouTube instrumentals. That's what he's saying.
This nigga was typing in Kendrick type beat.
Kendrick type beat. All that. So, yeah, that's. We could talk NBA playoffs and stuff another time. This shout out to Kendrick, man. Drake
whooping his ass.
Yeah, salute to everyone watching and listening. And this will be on DSPs. Might be on DSPs now for real. Just put it in.
He whooping them niggas worse than Patrick Beverly got beat,
bruh. Yo, Nick Wright cooked.
Yo,
yo, he cooked him, dog.
Patrick Beverly, you gotta see Nick Wright.
He said you was wearing fake chains trying to get in the dreams at 3 a.m. I remember, bro. I used to be that. I was like, hey.
Bro, yo, you got Remember When by a white man, bro. Hey, you got more money than him.
Yeah, that was bad. That, again, I think we need to really, going forward, and we're going to close with this, whatever the first viral video of the year is how the year is going to go. Cat Williams set the tone, and that's all she wrote. And hate and truth. That's
Why we got so much black on black crime this year, guys?
Yo, this might be the best rap year since 2016, bro. Like, and we're only in May. We could get more fire from this year.
Yeah, I wonder how. Yo, I do. Like, somebody tweeted, they said, yo, I wonder how the Knowles Carter house is. Yo, I wonder. I wonder how, like, Jay and Nas feel about this. Like,
they probably heard Meet the Grams and was like, yo, and then heard
them niggas yesterday? On the phone to each other, like, yo, we ain't even go this hard,
bruh.
Like, yeah, they can't shake hands after this.
I want to see how Maul responds. I want to see how Cam and Mace responds, how Gilly and Wallow, like everyone that's
first of all, fuck you, Gilly. Nobody gives a shit about your opinion on rap, bro. You not a top nothing artist in Philly. You was never hot. I'm sorry, bro. And you to listen to a nigga. You listening to a nigga who got, like, to this day, I'm still trying to find a Red Cafe mixtape that I lost. Like, nah, bro. I listen to every level of rap, bro. Gilly, you just was never that nigga, bro. Like, and why you keep doing that same freestyle when you be rapping like you the game or something? Bro, we done heard that verse about 40 times. Cut it out.
Hey,
cut it out. But and Maul,
Maul, man,
you be doing some disgusting behavior. Don't keep it up. I want better for you. You are connected to the Rockefeller family.
He is. Well, I appreciate everyone for tuning in. Y'all be safe. If more music happens, tune in our timelines. We'll be retweeting. Y'all be blessed. Until next time.
Be better. Be better people.
Peace.